Good evening. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene and the heart of what moves us. The 46th annual Dora Maber Moore Awards, presented by the Romano D'Andrea Foundation, has arrived. And we'll be celebrating tonight, Monday, June 29th, at Meridian Hall in Toronto. The highly anticipated celebration will be hosted by five-time Dora Award-winning actor Amaka Ume. Now, the Doras are named for Dora Maber Moore, who lived from 1888 to 1979, a well-loved teacher and director who helped establish Canadian professional theater in the 1930s and 1940s. Recognizing the outstanding achievements in Toronto's performing arts industry, the Doras honored the creators of numerous theater, dance, and opera productions annually in the following divisions: general theater, independent theater, musical theater, dance, opera, theater for young audiences, touring, and innovation. Among the credits of the many people working to bring together and present the event, the 2026 Dora Awards ceremony will be led by multi-Dora Award-winning producer Victor Pachinko, who is the executive producer of Bad Hats Theatre. And for her first year, directed and choreographed by Dora Award-winning choreographer Stephanie Graham. Ahead of this evening's ceremony, I spoke with both to inquire about what's sitting at the forefront of their minds as they prepare for the celebration. Here's what both had to share.
I think what I'm thinking of the most right now is, the excellence on stages here in Toronto. We talk a lot about being a world-class city, and this year we've returned back to pre-pandemic numbers in terms of registered productions. And you can see it in the art represented on stage at these awards, that like there is so much, there's an abundance of talent in this city. And what's, I think, strange about the Canadian ecosystem is that we don't have a star system. A lot of these artists who are, frankly, as talented, sometimes more talented than the big commercial places in this world, like New York, like London, I think we can certainly compete with that. But all this to say that they don't have the same opportunity, and it sort of becomes a very harsh gig economy. So a night like tonight for me is a way to elevate people. It's a way to really like showcase and elevate people, give people their flowers, and let them really be celebrated for the work that they're doing on Toronto stages. The awards are chosen by a very robust jury system. But I will say I'm very happy with the distribution of the awards. I feel as though it's well represented across all divisions, across multiple shows. We don't have shows winning tens of Doras. It's spread nicely, and it's well representative. And beyond that, what to expect of tonight's show is host Amaka Ume and this incredible dance chorus that Stephanie here has prepared. This is, I think, the most show the show has ever been. It's truly a production in a way that in previous years it has been, but we've really stepped it up. So I'm very excited for audiences to step into that, be blown back in their seats by the talent and also by just the production value.
I think even, when we're speaking about dance, the dance culture in this city is so varied. And if you look at the nominees within some of the dance categories, we have such a diverse range of styles represented. And then, also we're celebrating opera and we're celebrating theater. This community in Toronto is diverse in its way it expresses itself artistically. Amaka Ume is hosting, and they are an incredible artist that has movement as part of their practice. So when speaking with Liza Paul, who's the writer and associate director, Amaka really wanted to bring that as part of their expression tonight. So I think people are going to be excited about what Amaka is expressing through movement and song and dance.
That was Victor Pachinko and Stephanie Graham. What a pleasure to chat with both. The DORA Awards are administered by TAPA, the Toronto Alliance for the Performing Arts. Now, in addition to the DORAs, other programs and services provided by TAPA include Arts Week at the City, HipTix, which offers $13 tickets to students between the ages of 14 and 29, TAPA RBC Artists Mentorship Program, and the Professional Development TAPA Trade Series, featuring the IndieX Conference and Indie General Auditions. To learn more about the programs and services provided by TAPA, visit tapa.ca. We look forward to joining everyone at tonight's celebration of the DORA Mavermore Awards.